On any given Sunday, in 42 cities throughout the country, you might spot an organized group of Black people hiking or skiing or bird watching. These groups are part of a larger collective called Outdoor Afro, a nonprofit organization that's aimed at reclaiming nature for Black people. Now, with the pandemic, the group is larger than ever, defying the misconceptions that Black people just aren't into nature. It's a stereotype rooted in the fact that for a long time, Black people were denied access to outdoor spaces. Rue Mapp founded Outdoor Afro to fight that stereotype, and she joins me now. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
You know the stereotypes, Rue. Black people don't camp. Black people don't swim. Black people don't go outdoors. I mean, that's not true for you or for those who have joined Outdoor Afro. When did you personally fall in love with hiking and camping?
Well, I grew up in a nature-loving household, and also I was a Girl Scout, and I was an Outward Bound student, and I could see throughout my life the role that nature played that helped me to become more confident, more strong, and, you know, just healthier. And as I got into more backcountry activities away from the city, I just didn't see enough people who looked like me. And I also noticed that we had a representation problem. And that's what Outdoor Afro set out to be back in 2009 as a blog from my kitchen table to tell a new story and to break those stereotypes.
To break those stereotypes, but as you were saying, there are some practical benefits on a personal level that reclaiming the outdoors gives you. Can you lay that out a little bit?
Absolutely. I mean, one of the things about the outdoors, especially in this last year with the pandemic, I was just so thankful to be a part of what was a solution for people, and that was to get outside and connect with nature, where we could go out among those trees. And, you know, those trees, they don't know what color you are. And those birds are going to sing no matter how much money is in your account. Those flowers are going to bloom. And so for me, the outdoors has represented not only a way to get more healthy and more connected with who you are, but it's also a place to experience freedom.
Okay, to your point that birds don't see color, trees don't see color, after the death of Ahmaud Arbery in May, he was a Black man jogging in Georgia when he was killed by two white men. We spoke with James Ravenel. He's the co-founder of Black Runners Connection. And he talked about how even when he's outdoors, he's constantly aware of his presence and how it's perceived. I mean, he wears bright colors. He tries to make noise to let people know he's coming so they aren't startled by him. Do you ever get to a point outdoors where you're not in that dual state of consciousness?
Well, you know, one of the things that Outdoor Afro set out to do was to find ways to meet people where they are. And we realized that there were some practical barriers. And one of those barriers was about fears and perceptions of not only what might crawl on you or bite you in nature, but also about other people. And so one of the ways that we responded in creating a program that's the Outdoor Afro Leadership Team, a group of 90 volunteer men and women leading people out in nature all over the country, is that people felt more comfortable getting out in groups. You know, you see these iconic photographs of a singular person standing out over a sweeping vista. And, you know, the way that our community likes to get outside is in groups. And so we meet people at that need, and we find that people's confidence and their nature swagger improves, where people can feel a lot more comfortable going outside and doing things by themselves. But people need to be supported, they need mentorship. And I find that people are getting out over and over beyond their time with Outdoor Afro. And that's the change we've been so proud to see.
Nature swagger. I love that. As part of Black History Month, you're spotlighting Black people in history who are outdoorsmen and women. Why are these stories so important to tell?
We have so many people in our community who are absolutely nature leaders, people who we wouldn't necessarily think of as nature leaders. And one of my personal favorites actually is Harriet Tubman. I mean, one of the things that people don't realize is that, you know, she was not only an entrepreneur, but she absolutely was a wilderness leader. That in the cover of night, she had to understand the stars. She had to understand wildlife, how they called. She was reading the moss on trees.
Rue, I have never thought about it this way.
Well, I mean, and that's part of, you know, what we do as Outdoor Afro is we are, you know, harvesting these stories, not only from the famous figures that we all are familiar with, but people who are in our own families. And, you know, I think about my dad, you know, who, you know, loved the outdoors and considered himself a cowboy. And we used to recycle things and we used to lay things up. And, you know, he would have probably never called himself a conservationist or even an environmentalist. And so much of our work is about telling this new narrative.
You've given us some good tips to develop our nature swagger, but depending on where you live, access to the natural world can really be hard. I mean, what can you recommend for people listening who want to start to reconnect with nature, but maybe they're not anywhere close to a park or other outdoor places?
Well, see, that's the part that I also want to help people understand, is that nature is everywhere. And so we have to reimagine that nature access is really right outside your window, right on your fire escape, your apartment balcony, outside your front door, and that you can tap into that nature. It's all around us and everyone can access it.
Rue Mapp, CEO and founder of Outdoor Afro, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.